Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Study Subject. This file, in a way, is very simple. I'm studying some hypnosis, and I'd really like to practice more. But it's very difficult to practice alone. I mean, self-hypnosis is a thing, but it's much nicer to practice on someone, and I would like you to help me. Would you like to participate? All we're going to do is I'm going to bring you into trance, like a nice, simple, relaxing trance. Most people find it very calming. And after that, I will count you back up. Does that sound good? Well, for now, all you have to do is just listen. Let yourself settle wherever you are and allow your body to just be comfy. If you need to adjust at any time, that is perfectly fine. Allow yourself to feel how you feel. There is no expectation. You're not going to walk around like a zombie or something. All this is just a moment of trance, a state that we actually enter in many different ways throughout the day. When we're busy with menial tasks or watching something on our screens, we tend to zone out a little bit, sort of drift. It's a completely natural mechanism to give the brain some recovery time, some space. Often it leads into different thoughts and ideas sparking in the back of your mind while you're working on something completely unrelated. Maybe that'll happen now as well. While I'm talking, it is entirely possible that your mind will wander into different directions, that you'll come up with things to do later or ideas that you want to dive into. And that's all right. You don't have to be blank. You can enjoy whatever state your mind is in. And the more you enjoy that, the more you let it wander or let it drift, let it fade into a nice, calm state of emptiness, the more pleasant that feels. It's a bit like relaxing with the mind. And you'll find that it doesn't even matter if you keep your eyes open or closed. Either way works just fine. Maybe you were still reading things while you were listening to this. And as I mentioned your eyes, you may have felt that sort of slow blinking that indicates that your body is responding. And as I say this, you're becoming more aware of how much your mind is enjoying that slowing down. There can be pauses, times and timing, emotions and softness that allow you to relax. Some people prefer a rocking feeling, while others enjoy a stillness, a blankness that covers the mind like a duvet, cozy, comfortable. And you might find yourself drifting back and forth into different states of awareness. Sometimes it's almost like you're missing whole sentences or words that have been going on for such a long time, and yet when you try to think back on them, it's like each and every word sort of melts away into the previous one, because they just go on and are kind of irrelevant for a while. So it's totally fine to check out and just let your mind wander and drift into nothingness. Because while that is going on, your mind relaxes so much nicer as it busies itself with the most simple of tasks or distractions. It's completely all right. No matter what you think or feel right now is exactly what is supposed to happen, even if you're having some difficulty following along with each and every sentence, and that's okay. When it slows down, it can be even nicer. Every word easy to follow. So your thoughts can fade even more. And one of the best moments is when it goes from drifting into a bit deeper, where you let go of your thoughts like a drop into nothingness. The gentle feeling of quiet descending upon you like the night sky. A beautiful, sparkly nothingness with stars shining twinkling far away. And while you are wonderfully relaxed, I also promise that all we would do is go into trance and then go back up. And the thing that is important right now is to notice how strong the difference is. When I count you back up, your mind will return to full awareness. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Take a moment to stretch and allow your thoughts to wake up at whatever pace is best for them. Thank you very much for allowing me to practice.